The French presidential election won't take place until next fall, but that can't be all that comforting a thought for its president, Nicolas Sarkozy. Joining us now to fill us in on the various problems is New York Times Paris correspondent Elaine Chelino. She's also the author of La Seduction, How the French Play the Game of Life. Welcome back to our show.
Thank you so much. This is such a wonderful surprise. I'm delighted.
In your book, you describe the French president as an anti-seducer. What do you mean by that?
You know, in French, the word seduce means more than sex. It means to charm, to attract, to persuade, and opération seduction, an operation seduction can mean the French strategy in Afghanistan. So Sarkozy has to seduce the rest of Europe, particularly Angela Merkel, the German chancellor. So what does he do? He talks behind her back about her weight. Recently, he whispered to more than one European Union of state, she says she's on a diet and then helps herself to a second helping of cheese. Well, no woman, whether she's the Chancellor of Germany and a doctorate in physics or someone like me, wants to be told that she's fat.
Well, does he have a history of saying impolitic things? He also said negative things about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Absolutely. He was caught on an open mic when he was with Obama calling Netanyahu a liar, and the Elysee tried to prevent journalists from reporting it. But, you know, once the bell has been rung, you can't unring the bell. This is a guy who has said that the Greeks are the virus that is poisoning Europe. He's told David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, you've lost a good opportunity to shut up. And Zapatero, the former Prime Minister of Spain, Sarkozy suggested that perhaps he is not very intelligent.
Now, this is odd for a French president because the French are famous for the diplomatic skills.
Yes.
What's happening now? He's insulted the most powerful leader in Europe, Angela Merkel. And is that going to make it harder to resolve the Eurozone crisis?
Well, the problem with Sarkozy is he runs hot and cold. He can be extraordinarily charming at times, and then he's got a very mercurial personality, and then he can turn against you. I mean, Merkel has tried to make peace with him, even though she is said to not like him. She said to him at one point in a private meeting, I know you don't like me. You're a lawyer and you want to get things done. Well, I'm a physicist and I need time to think. You know, also, Sarkozy's an incredible envious position in terms of European politics, because the French presidency is a very monarchical institution. He has extraordinary powers that the German chancellor does not, or a British prime minister does not. He has the majority in parliament, so he can make decrees or take measures, as he did early in November with the new austerity plan, without any real opposition.
Didn't he take the lead in Western interventions in both Cote d'Ivoire and Libya? How much pressure did he apply to President Obama and NATO to get involved in Libya?
He basically dragged the United States into Libya, and you know, French airplanes were in the air before the Americans had actually signed on to the NATO intervention plan.
Well, why has he had such an assertive foreign policy? Does it play well in France?
It does play well in France. His approval rating for the Libya operation is about 66%, which in the French political landscape is astronomical. But that popularity hasn't translated into electoral popularity. He is still considered the most unpopular president in the history of the French Republic.
And why is that? Is it the economy?
Part is the economy, but part of it is his personality. Because he does not seduce the French people, because he does not appear presidential in the style of a grand leader like Jacques Chirac or François Mitterrand, because he was perceived as a sort of bling-bling nouveau riche president, he doesn't have the love of the French people. He didn't seduce them. And, you know, I write about this in my book. And so they're not willing to forgive him. And so when things go bad with the economy and he has been incapable of delivering on his campaign promises, there's not that sort of cushion of forgiveness that you might see in a society where the people are really, you know, still on a honeymoon with their leader.
Hasn't he been nicknamed Sarkozy the American?
Yes, and he likes that nickname because he sees America as a country of possibility. You know, he is not a product of a fancy French school, and he overcame great adversity to become president. And also, he wanted originally to globalize France on the American model, to liberalize the economy, but he's been forced back into Sarkozy le Français.
Well, Elaine, we have just moments left, but his main opponent from the left, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, has been knocked out of the race.
Right.
Is he likely to face a formidable candidate in the upcoming election?
He's got a good opponent. François Hollande, who is the socialist candidate, is very smart. And I traveled with him during the last presidential campaign. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's had his own makeover. He's lost weight. He's got designer glasses. He's got a better wardrobe. He's trying to appear more like François Mitterrand, who was a great seducer of the French electorate. So we've got a very interesting election coming up in France.
Thank you so much, Elaine. Elaine Chelino is a New York Times Paris correspondent and the author of La Séduction, How the French Play the Game of Life. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, and we'll be going back to you to find out more about what's happening in France in the near future.
Thanks so much, Leonard. It's always a pleasure.
On tomorrow's show, we will re-air some of our favorite interviews from the past few months, beginning with investigative journalist Eliza Griswold, who discusses the geological and ideological lines where Christianity and Islam collide. Then Linda Leeming on her travels in South Asia. Also, the stories of Blanche, Augustine, and Genevieve, three young women labeled hysterics who shaped our early notions of psychology. And Charles Mann on his new book, 1493, about the Columbian Exchange, which he calls one of the most momentous biological events since the extinction of the dinosaurs. The Leonard Lopez Show is produced by Blakeney Schick, Stephen Valentino, and Julia Corcoran. Melissa Egan's the executive producer. We had help today from Keith Karn, William Miesmer, Sarah Waltuck, and contributing producer Fran Jacobs. Debbie Fountain was at the audio controls. I'm Leonard Lopez, your host. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.